Well, if you want to get catastrophic clashes out of your brain and get some relief, tonight you could watch the All-Star Game. That's what's going to be happening at Yankee Stadium. It'll be the last All-Star Game at the old Yankee Stadium. The Yanks are going to move to their expensive new home next year. But the matchup, which is supposed to be the best of the best, is it still the All-Star Game that we've come to know and love as, young kids growing up, the Mickey Bantle All-Star Game? The Takeaway sports correspondent Dave Zirin joins us from Baltimore. Dave, what do you make of this All-Star Game? And let's postpone the issue of the last Yankee Stadium for a moment. We had the Minnesota Twins ace last night winning the home run derby. What do you look forward to tonight?
I don't look forward to a lot. I mean, over the last 11 All-Star games, the American League is 10-0-1 in those games. So we're not exactly talking about a level playing field when it comes to the American League versus the National League. This year might be a little different in that regard, in that several members of the American League starting lineup, real staples like Ichiro Suzuki, Derek Jeter, Manny Ramirez, are hardly having all-star seasons, so maybe that'll reflect itself somewhat. But as you said, I don't think people are going to be tuning in tonight to see the game itself. And frankly, I don't think people have for years tuned in to see the game itself. Tonight's about Yankee Stadium. That's the real bell of the ball tonight.
Is the stadium encouraging players to actually play hard in this game, where perhaps last year or the year before they'd be concerned about injuries and affecting their multimillion dollar contracts?
Well, that's one of the big contradictions of the All-Star Game, because for years it's been a situation where managers have been very, very, let's just say, tentative about pushing players to play their hardest, about pushing pitchers, because if they do it to their own players, well, then they feel like they're risking the second half of the season. If they do it to other players, there's a history of other managers and other executives giving them a lot of guff about ruining their team's chances. But at the same time, there's a contradiction there between this being a friendly exhibition where every team gets a player on the roster and it's all la 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 and kumbaya, because at the same time, the winning team gets home field advantage in
right. The
World Series.
Not a lot of kumbaya. Well, David, if something crazy happens tomorrow night, we'll give you a call and have you on the show tomorrow. Do you have a song that represents torture in your mind, the top 40 hit, before we go?
Sure. Torture?
Yeah.
The song Torture by the Jacksons when they reunited in the 1980s.
Beautiful. Dave Zirin.
We love it.
I think the takeaway there is la, 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 kumbaya.
Yeah, I love it. No kumbaya at the All-Star Game tonight. David Zirin, Takeaway sports contributor from Baltimore, Maryland. And that gets us to the end of the hour. How lucky were you? Keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. Send us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
And here's another song that somebody considers torture.
Hi, this is Steve from close to New Jersey, and the number one torture song on my list, and please don't hold this against me,
oh, I do.
MacArthur Park.
Yes.
A truly toxic piece of music.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, that's exquisite. My flesh is burning off.
Lots more on our website. Read a piece called When the Scary Becomes the Stupid, Obama's Satire in the New Yorker by our guest contributor, Vince Williams.
And here's part of it. Barack Obama, this is the quote, wearing the Somali garb. Michelle Obama has a huge afro donned in black militant fatigues. And uh-oh, they're giving each other that strange greeting called dap. Hey, it's the New Yorker. They do satire.
Don't forget the Veep Stakes and Hero Reports. We'll keep playing along with you and offering Veep Stakes stock tips. Here's the takeaway from this hour.
So if you're standing on a K manhole cover, you're supposed to think of the one you love.
God
for
living.
That scares me,
actually. God for living. God for living.
And if you missed anything on today's program, you can catch up with us on iTunes and Friend Feed.
We got a weekly newsletter. It's takeaway.org. I'm John Huckenberry.
I'm Adore. You do.